This is KUOW News. I'm Kim Malcolm in Seattle. The final ballots are being tallied in Washington's August primary. Voter turnout is hovering just under 40%. That's on par with the last midterm primary back in 2018. Washington Republicans were hoping for evidence of a red wave that did not materialize, so now they're having to recalibrate expectations for the general election. KUOW's Austin Jenkins says local races, especially legislative contests, are often influenced by national political trends.
On the other hand, who the candidates are does matter, and sometimes you can overcome some of those national trends if you have a really good candidate. And so I think that a lot of what the Republicans are going to be trying to do is to really burnish the credentials of their candidates, even if they don't feel like they have as much of the wind at their back. And I'll tell you, Democrats are really going to be pounding on issues like reproductive rights, which seems to have favored them in this primary. That message, I think, is going to continue and carry on till November.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. All Washington House members and about half of state senators are up for election this year.